Section 4. You will hear a lecture about human biology. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 38. Now listen carefully to the talk and answer questions 31 to 38.
Today's human biology lecture will be on skin. Human skin is not simply the outer covering of the body. It is, in fact, the largest organ in the body. And if you were to lay it out flat, it would cover between 16 and 21 square feet. Some of it is covered in hair follicles, and parts of it are thicker than others. It also comes in quite a wide variety of pigments, ranging from pinky white to almost black. The variations in colour are mainly due to the presence of melanin, the pigment that protects skin against the harmful rays of the sun and, in particular, from skin cancer. This is why the lighter in colour a person's skin is, the greater they are at risk of developing a melanoma or skin cancer. Skin is responsible for a wide range of functions, such as protection against pathogens, insulation, and prevention of excessive water loss. It holds in the other organs of the body and provides cushioning for muscles, ligaments, and bones. It is also the organ of the body that gives us the sense of touch, and every square inch of skin contains 1,000 nerve endings, as well as 650 sweat glands and 20 blood vessels. And although it is on the whole waterproof, it is semi-permeable in that it can absorb substances, such as medicines, and it can even breathe as it absorbs small amounts of oxygen. Even when clean, skin has its own ecosystem of microorganisms, including bacteria and yeasts. Millions of bacteria live on every square inch of skin, with the highest numbers on the more oily skin surfaces, such as the face. This ecosystem is in fact part and parcel of healthy skin, and the yeasts and bacteria generally keep each other in check. If the balance is upset, for instance due to antibiotic treatment which can kill off microbes, it can result in the growth of a yeast infection as the balance of flora has been disturbed. Overuse of harsh cosmetic cleaning substances can also strip the skin of protective flora and result in skin damage, rashes, and dryness. Aging also plays a huge role in the health and appearance of skin. As skin ages, it thins and is more prone to damage and takes longer to recover as its self-healing properties gradually decrease. As the skin begins to lose its elasticity, it will show signs of sagging and wrinkles. The more exposed to UV light the skin is, the sooner it shows these signs of skin aging. And it may also experience discoloration, commonly known as liver spots, abnormal growths, and an uneven texture. There is some evidence that anti-aging preparations can delay some signs of skin aging, and the use of sunscreens also protect against skin damage and aging signs, as well as against skin cancer. So, what about the structure of skin? There are three main components that make up the structure of skin. The first is the epidermis, the outer layer, that forms a waterproof, protective, insulating wrap that acts as a barrier to infection. It contains no blood vessels and also acts to help regulate body temperature. Immediately beneath the epidermis is the dermis. It is connected to the epidermis with a basement membrane. Its function is to help cushion the body from stress and strain. It contains hair follicles, glands, and blood vessels. It also contains nerve endings that makes skin sensitive to touch and heat. While the hypodermis is not actually part of the skin itself, it does serve to attach skin to bones and muscles. It also supplies skin with its blood vessels and nerves. It is mainly formed of connective tissue and adipose tissue. The hypodermis contains 50% of body fat. This fat is both a protective layer of cushioning for the body and also provides insulation.
You now have some time to read questions 39 and 40. Now listen carefully and answer questions 39 and 40.
And just to round off today's main points, let's briefly go over the impact of diet on skin health. A nutrient-poor diet will show almost immediate signs on the skin in diseases such as scurvy from a lack of vitamin C. Skin health is very much dependent on a diet rich in vitamins. Fresh fruit and vegetables, particularly those that are green, orange, and yellow in color, foster good skin health. Other factors are protection from sun damage and ensuring the skin's microflora remain intact by avoiding overuse of harsh cosmetic cleaning substances like detergents. So, to sum up today's agenda.
That is the end of section 4. You now have half a minute to check your answers. That is the end of the listening test. You now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to the listening answer sheet.